5 of my favourite books. In my free time, I do a lot of reading. I always have done, ever since I was a child. In truth, I have many favourite books, and my top 5 changes all the time. Certainly, in English, the 2 most influential books are the Bible and the complete works of Shakespeare. These have done a lot to shape our language, culture, history, and the modern day. In the UK, there is a famous radio show called Desert Island Discs. On this, famous people share their 8 favourite pieces of music, their discs, a book, and a luxury. When they choose a book, it should be their 3rd favourite, as the Bible and Shakespeare are already given. So, here are my 5 favourite books, not including the Bible and Shakespeare. One, The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. I first read it in primary school, after reading Tolkien's children's book, The Hobbit. I found it much more difficult to read than The Hobbit, and that is because it was written for adults. It is a hugely detailed fantasy book, as the author spent his whole life working on the fantasy world called Middle-earth. J.R.R. Tolkien was a professor of Old English and started creating the world through creating a fictitious language. Languages are shaped by history, and history is often shaped by geography, and so his world grew and grew from the languages. The Lord of the Rings grew from Tolkien's love of Old English stories from about 500 AD to 1066 AD, so he created them in a similar style. This book really helped grow my own love of languages, and of travel also. Two, Kim by Rudyard Kipling. My uncle is named Kim after the main character of this book. It is a family favourite. It was written by a British man born and brought up in what was then British India, also called the Raj. My grandfather and his parents were also all born in British India. I know my family enjoyed these books, as my great-grandfather collected them and wrote notes on them. The books are all about British India, so my great-grandfather wrote notes on what was accurate or note the real story that the fictitious story was based on. My grandfather's grandfather fought in the war in Afghanistan referred to in Kim. Interestingly, there is a British Army officer in the book with the same name. I don't know if Kipling based this character on my forebear, but the description seems very similar to some family members. I enjoy this book as an insight into my family history, and also as just a fun story, all about a young British boy growing up in India, a fascinating country I'd love to visit someday. 3. From Russia with Love by Ian Fleming. This book is a thriller. It is also a great travel book about a British secret agent, 007, travelling to Istanbul on one of his adventures. Out of the original 14 James Bond books, this is my favourite. I lived in Turkish Cyprus for 7 years and have visited Istanbul many times. I've been to many of the places described in the book, and they are wonderful places to see, filled with a great deal of real-world significance, not just the story. I love how vividly Fleming describes places, whether in the UK, the United States, or around the world. Fleming writes especially well about food, drink, travel, and interesting people. He had very strong opinions about most things, The reader may not always agree with Fleming, but he is always clear and very engaging. Four, Ataturk, The Father of a Nation by Lord Kinross. I first read this book as a teenager living in Turkish Cyprus. There, as with the Turkish mainland, there are pictures and statues everywhere of Mustafa Kemal Ataturk. This book, by an English lord, gives a fantastic insight into why. Ataturk was the first president of Turkey. He changed everything about the country, from the system of government to the clothes people wore, even the alphabet. This is truly surprising, because Mustafa Kemal Ataturk was born into a very poor family. His father died very young, and Mustafa Kemal struggled in school. His rise, from the poorest of the poor to the father of modern-day Turkey, is truly amazing. Because he is such an important person, I have read several biographies about him in English and Turkish. I've even read his own book, called Nutuk. Lord Kinross's book is, however, by far the best for getting an overall idea of the man. It is so good, it was even translated from English into Turkish and is on sale at Ataturk's mausoleum. I visited Ataturk's mausoleum after studying Turkish for 8 years. He is one of the most interesting leaders in world history, so I highly recommend this book. 5. The Dogs of War by Frederick Forsyth. I could have put here almost all of Frederick Forsyth's books, The Fist of God, No Comebacks, or his first and still most famous novel, The Day of the Jackal. An informant for MI6 for over 20 years, Forsyth wrote novels about the very best security professionals, whether military, such as in the Afghan, drug smuggling, such as in the Cobra, or pilots, as in the Shepherd. Forsyth himself was a pilot for the Royal Air Force during his national service in the 50s. His 20 or so novels don't have the whimsical details or travel interest of Ian Fleming's thrillers. These are page-turners focused on men, and occasionally women, engaged in some of the most dangerous professionals in the world. My favourite is The Dogs of War, and as the title suggests, it's all about mercenaries, referencing the line in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar spoken by Mark Antony, "Cry havoc, and let slip the dogs of war." It's a gripping tale, partly based on Forsyth's observations in Biafra in the late 60s, as that region of Nigeria attempted and failed to gain independence. The book made headlines in 2004 when a failed coup attempt in Equatorial Guinea, orchestrated by Mark Thatcher, son of a former British Prime Minister, was allegedly inspired by the novel. So, does life imitate art? In this case, yes, with prison sentences all around. The Dogs of War is a great book. Just don't get any ideas. And finally, I'd just like to say thank you for listening to this podcast on 5 of my favourite books, some of which I like for my personal connections and some of which I like just in themselves. If you enjoyed this podcast, maybe you can try some of them for yourself. Thank you for listening.